Investors continue to worry about climbing interest rates. The Dow is down 300 points now, and the NASDAQ losing 183. This is SRN News.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
I am Jeff Bezos, captain of industry, captain of the internet, and now captain of my $500 million yacht. Oh, you don't have a yacht? So sorry. Don't be jelly. Just start the largest online retailer in the world, and you too can have a yacht, dummy. My yacht is so big, it has its own support yacht, which led to my decision that the only measure of success is whether or not your yacht has a yacht. Looks like I've arrived, people. And now, I'll be arriving in my $500 million yacht. Oh, did I mention I have a yacht? No, I know. Hey, Bezos, you keep talking about your yacht. But there are people out there who can barely stay afloat in this economy. To which I say, they might be interested in these life preservers on sale at Amazon.com. Buy a whole bunch so I can get my support yacht its own yacht.
Just laugh for a second. I need the time. Here at the beginning of the show, I had to scold my son, Joey, today because I'm listening on the way in, and I'm hearing wrestling, and that wrestling voice he uses, and then it's all about Catholicism. It was good.
I heard him preaching the gospel.
You heard that?
Yes.
I said, go Joey.
The Reverend Joey Clark will return at noon on Monday. In the meantime, join Joey's virtual collection plate. I am sending an apology to T-Spear because she asked me a question yesterday and I had a massive brain fart.
Ah.
Estimation. All right, good. All righty then. Welcome to Friday.
Yeah.
Already. You know, I hit a goal with my bike riding today.
Very impressive.
Well, considering the weird weather and stuff we had, I needed to get at least 6.2 miles today to hit the goal of doing 100 in 16 days. And I'm going to stop doing that to myself. I'm a little bit fried, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. I don't do it because I have to do it or because I make myself doing it. But I'm just a little... I'll get revved up. Don't worry.
Okay.
And I've got you here and I got Rosie here.
We'll get you going here.
Yeah.
I got some stuff. I got stuff that make you mad. I got stuff that make you happy. Might
Please,
have a story or two that gets you sad.
Make him happy.
We can go all over.
Anger is always a good adrenaline boost.
Yeah, had an experience plenty of that this weekend, or this week myself.
Yeah, I am. In fact, Treasury Secretary Yellen, that mushroom-haired... Yeah. I'm looking for a certain... I don't want to start off with, you know, real nasty language today.
It's Friday, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Can you tell I'm looking for a particular drop? Yellen, yeah. Admitted today, you know, all we've heard, the IRS needs to hire 87,000 new agents to further harass rich people. And maybe some of them are screwing around, but they, I think most of them, the screwing around they do is totally legal, but they can afford the type of accountants and lawyers to make sure they're either within the law. It's not worth going to jail. Hannity says that all the time. He says, I'm getting audited every year. There's no question they're going to pull my file, which is why he has his taxes done by two separate firms and then makes them meet to make sure that whatever they submit is the tax, that his, what he owes is paid. Because they're going to audit him anyway because he's a conservative. And don't tell me that 87,000 new agents are going to have nothing better to do than harass people who are multimillionaires. That is total beazel schmeazel, and you heard it here first. Total crap. And don't tell me that they have no idea how you vote. I don't believe anything these a-holes tell us anymore. Not one thing. We have been lied to and lied to and lied to. Now today I see that New York, that George Soros plant in New York. Well, we got an indictment coming against Trump. You know what? 7 years. 7 years. This man, an American citizen, who actually has done a lot of good. How can anybody in conscience continue this? This is the kind of tyranny... And tyranny can be towards a group or an individual. This is the kind of tyranny that this country was founded to get away from. And while Donald, you know, they've managed to make Donald Trump a sympathetic figure, because he certainly doesn't help his own cause in that regard. That's okay. And yeah, he's tough, and he, you know, so here's another attack. I'll just deal with it. But what we have to look at as citizens is that we have a government that's totally willing to do this, to perpetuate hoaxes, to manipulate social media, threaten social media. This is what's coming out. You're going to hear this in our most electrifying story of the day coming up. It's a clip that will make you stand and applaud. But Yellen, in a hearing today, yeah, no, they're going to be... the people that are going to get harassed the most are the average income earners.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. If you've got one receipt you can't produce, they will hit you with a tax and penalties for that. And those pile up awfully quick. And I truly believe that most of the people who they pick to audit will somehow be registered Republicans. I don't think that's going to be a coincidence when it comes down to that. Darn it, I forgot to schedule my Clark's appointment today, so I'll do that during the upcoming break. Bridges forecast is just ahead. They do two annual tune-ups. I'm a Clark's Club member, and they come out twice a year to tune the system. Now, I don't expect they'll have to do a lot of work on the one I have because I bought a brand new one from them in September. And yes, I have receipts on that. It's a great system. Very quiet, digital display, easy to work with. Quiet. It's so quiet. And it works. It produces a much faster result than the old one did, which was euthanized last September. But I still would like them to come out and check everything out, make sure we're running efficiently, because we're about to turn. And next week's going to be kind of chilly. You'll probably use your heating system some.
Probably so. I believe it's going to get a little nipply compared to what we've used.
That's right. Yeah, that's what Rich was telling us. But once you turn the corner into the hot weather season, you're there. And with three price increases from Alabama Power and Light, since August, you want to make sure that you are running efficiently. I hate to think that there are people, and there probably will be, no matter how efficiently the system is operating, are going to have to set the thermostat at a higher number because they got to put food on the table. Yep. This is what this freaking administration has done to us, to put us in those kind of decision-making processes. Ultimately, though, Clark's Club membership will pay for itself on savings, and you get a discount on parts and labor if your system needs a repair. And they do everything possible to keep your system at least going to the 20-year mark. They should go 20 to 30. Depends on how much they're used and so forth. Also, Clark's has incredibly talented and skilled plumbers available. And when you're a member, they're a phone call away any day of the year. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. You're putting a long day here.
Yeah. I want to hang out with my favorite people.
When will I see you walk in the door and say, hey, we sold that listing on Fernway?
Hopefully soon, Greg. I've got a couple I'm showing it to, I believe, on Sunday. They are from out of state. They've got four kids.
Oh.
This is going to be right.
Yeah. Everybody gets their own bed and bath.
Yes. Everybody. And that's the thing. Two of them are daughters, and they have two sons. And that's a big thing growing up in a house full of women. They need their own bath.
Yeah.
And this house has got it.
And a 500-square-foot kitchen.
Oh, that kitchen is to die for. It is absolutely to die for. It is. I'm hoping to have that under contract very quickly. But I'll be honest, Montgomery right now and all the tri-county area, really, the real estate sales are slowing down a little bit. Interest rates are up. But we're getting ready for spring inventory, and that's just like, that's gasoline on a fire, man. It just takes off again.
We'll talk about your other listing up by the lake a little bit later. But if you need to, if you want to, or if you know somebody that's looking, this is just an amazing
place. It's an amazing property.
3220662. You are better with Bader. You're better with Rich Thomas, too. And he is, less than 30 seconds away.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a very active weather pattern at times over the next few days, plus we're working our way into cooler air. Tonight, clouds early, clearing later, colder, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, a nice break in between storm systems with a good bit of sunshine and a high in the upper 60s. Then the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns on Sunday, especially by the afternoon hours with a high around 77. Much cooler by Monday and Tuesday. In fact, we may not make it out of the 50s for a high on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Ever hang around the gymnasium?
You silly sausage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The Oscars are Sunday night. Stars you don't know in clothes you'll never wear, movies you haven't seen in a show way too long. A wedding venue owner in Florida pointed a gun at a newlywed couple during their reception after they got into a fight over the music. Don't judge. If you had to listen to Ed Sheeran every weekend, you'd go nuts too. Mississippi passed a law restricting electric car dealerships. After all, you can't have electric cars when you don't have electricity. Chuck Norris turns 83 today. His hairpiece, 43. And today is John Hamm's birthday. If you want to get him a gift, you can't go wrong with a Ladies, My Eyes Are Up Here t-shirt. This is not headline news.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. Just talking 93.1 FM WACV for a Friday. We've got some news and some fun stuff lined up, the Oscars and so forth. And request 272-9228, Eddie Bader and Rosie.
And here they are.
So, Jeb, I need to order a welcome big enough for three.
Please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, the Biden administration strikes again.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
They're bringing back the Great Depression and runs on banks. How about that?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. This is serious stuff. The Silicon Valley Bank. You know, now this, you don't understand why they do this, member FDIC, but people with money in that bank are only protected up to $250,000.
That's right.
Some people have multi-millions of dollars parked in that bank. What's going to happen to them? So they had, when this word broke today, word started to get around, and they had runs on their banks in New York City, all over the country, and they had to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That you need cash for the weekend, but your bank is not just closed, it's in trouble.
Right.
Your money may be gone.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
And on top of that, even if you have less than $250,000 and it's covered, how fast do you think the FDIC works?
Well, let's see, Greg, they are a government agency. Yeah. So therefore, the tortoise factor kicks in.
Yep. So this bank, and this information from Semaphore.com, pioneered the startup banking industry and claimed nearly half of all American venture-backed tech and life sciences companies as clients. Well, they're not doing too well these days, are they?
Nope.
The tech companies are laying people off by the thousands. And by the way, another big day on Wall Street as the Dow drops another 345. Brent's going to call, I think, at 405.
Cool.
To give us an update so we understand the impacts of this on our money. But this is some serious stuff. Runs on banks. I haven't seen a run on banks since I last watched A Wonderful Life, which portrayed runs on banks.
Yep.
During the Great Depression. And if you have listened to Brandt, and he networks with people like Larry Kudlow. Not that Diazik Kramer on CNBC, who, by the way, a month ago, this is a guy with a national TV platform, a month ago, Kramer was telling people that watch to invest in this bank.
Yep.
And if they did, based on his advice, he should pay him back. Whatever the FDIC doesn't cover, he should. That guy has a wretched track record. A wretched track record. Why do they keep putting him on the air?
And if he were doing that a month ago, Greg, you know they knew they were in trouble a month ago.
Yeah.
That was a last grasp for any kind of dollars they could get brought in.
See if you can help us out here, okay? Mr. Kramer, I got news for you. I'd rather have Kramer from Seinfeld run my money.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
No, Kramer from CNBC. Yeah.
He's horrible. And like you said, he's got a track record a mile long of just tomfoolery, and it's everybody else's money that he tells you to invest. I guarantee it's not his own money.
Billions of dollars have been pulled out of this bank by account holders. I'm sure it's doomed. I mean, once this kind of thing happens, there's no coming back. And I'm just afraid a lot of people are going to get, innocent people are going to get hurt.
Right. It's the people that have already gotten their money out, they probably had some heads up. It's your common
exactly.
folks that are at work right now going, what? I didn't hear this.
The little guy.
Yep. Boy, it always happens.
Worst week since last June on the Dow, and Brent will talk about that. But again, you'll see the word in headlines today, contagion. What is that? That is when fear of banks not being able to cover the amount of money you want to withdraw, that it's not just this bank, it may be others. So, way to go, Joe. You were born during the Great Depression and you're bringing it back. Unbelievable. But we're supposed to believe that 45% of the country still thinks he's doing a great job.
I don't believe that.
Right. Neither do I. In fact, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, Zucker.
Suckerturd?
Suckerturd.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I can't stand him.
No. Hey, how about that? 1,300 to 1,400.
I'm telling you, Greg. Very impressive. Yeah. Very impressive.
And the one thing that everybody cares about, which is Rich Thomas's breakfast. Because if people wake up in the morning and there's no breakfast for Rich.
Well, the folks would agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Well, there's a one there today, and that is Sloppy Joe. And that's a nice, that's two big, like spaghetti spoon servings of Sloppy Joe mm-hmm. buried under cheddar cheese and then wrapped in that omelet. Four of Papa John's Farm Eggs for that beautiful golden. That is not enhanced color. And at least we have assured the fears of 244 people that Rich had breakfast.
Well, I think there's a theory out there. If Rich doesn't get fed, we're going to have bad weather. As long as we keep him fed and happy.
Kind of like the groundhog.
Yeah, sort of like a karma sort of thing.
By the way, that Sloppy Joe mix is delicious, Greg.
It looks really good.
Glad you liked it. Yeah, I feed Rosie once in a while, too.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I come in here at noon. You could stick around for lunch.
I have peanut butter cups in the car for you.
Thank you.
But
thank
you need to pop them in the refrigerator for a minute because they may have gotten a little warm. And then they're in a thermal cooler.
What about the liquid form now.
Yeah, what about the pot of chocolate? Is it you still riding around?
Yeah, I got that. How do we get to my chocolate from Joe Biden? So I posted this morning, and Mark Zuckerberg made sure that nobody saw it with his algorithms because it came from Fox News, and it's had all of 9 reactions. Joe Biden claiming that Republicans are calling for defunding the police.
I know.
You cannot make this stuff up. Yeah, that's right. We were all about defunding the police. I remember how much we supported that cause after the George Floyd event. But very few people have seen this because Facebook doesn't want you to see that kind of news. And I'm at the point now where I'm just going to put up animal videos and Rich's breakfast and a few maybe family shots or what I'm doing on the bicycle.
You have to do that for a while to kind of purge your system. Then maybe that shadow ban will lift just a little bit.
Our most electrifying story of the day includes a comment. These people are being called in front of Congress now under oath, and Mr. Electric brings you the following squirmathon. Listen to these weasels when they're asked questions. This is a fact. Our virtual producer Morris Drinnenberg sent this to me, and he said I could watch this all day long.
Consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Well, that's, I must say, those are very real consequences.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Twitter files were not just about Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter worked overtime to suppress accurate COVID information. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I have great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away.
I'm pausing it there. This is a congresswoman from North Carolina talking to one of those, you can't tell, just one of those perfect hybrid placements in the corporate world that makes them feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. She's looking like she just seen a ghost.
Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry.
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gatti?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. It's not just about the laptop. This is about medical advice that expert doctors were trying to give Americans because social media companies like Twitter were silencing their voices. Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no? We have a program. The U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to censor or moderate certain tweets? Yes or no?
We receive legal demands to remove content from the platform from the U.S. government and governments all around the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us in the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI.
This is what's coming out. And you can count on ABC and NBC and CNN and MSLSD totally ignoring this. But that's exactly what happened. The harassment that those doctors endured for daring the science. How many times did we hear that from the jackass that was in the White House for 8 years? The science is settled. It's never settled. 600 years ago, the science said the earth is flat. Looks like that changed for most. So, when, and these are Ivy League doctors alone. They were harassed. They were held up to ridicule. And now it turns out they're right. Mm-hmm. Look what we went through. I don't think our lives have ever been close to what they were before we went into fear lockdown.
Correct. 100%. I mean, a lot of these doctors were threatened with their license. I mean, they're just put through hell for simply asking the question, hey, wait a minute. The results that you guys are saying we're getting, I don't see over here.
And the masks and the damage to businesses and everything else, when all we really needed to do was be a little more careful. And now it turns out these voices that were silenced by social media companies that were, in fact, subsidiaries of the American government, that these people need to go to jail.
Yep.
And so do the federal government employees that coerced them or bullied them or threatened them. One needs to rat the other out because somebody needs to go to freaking jail. And for a long time. And yes, thank God for Elon Musk, who bought Twitter. You know what? I'm not so sure he bought it as an investment as much as he did. He knew the truth.
Yeah, I agree with you on 100%. He had the kind of money where he could buy it and shut it down.
And if anybody deserves a national holiday in their name, it's him. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566, certified master electricians who do a phenomenal job. They come out, give you an upfront price. That's the price you pay. And then after the work is completed, they give you an invoice that shows you through pictures and descriptions every single step of the repair process so you know exactly what you paid for. And we have used them 7 or 8 times to solve mysteries and things going on, outlets that suddenly went dead and so forth. And I really believe they prevented us from having a major electrical fire after the last incident we had with an outside outlet. It's funny on the surface in that we were probably saved by an inflatable Clark Griswold Christmas decoration. But when the outlet, in fact, I could pull up that invoice and show you.
How burnt the ends of it is?
It was.
Yeah.
Man, it's like if you have something inside you that the doctors remove and they show you, it was like that. Wow. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Time is 3:29.
Joey
has walked in.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you here to give us communion? What's going on?
No, I was more sitting here like, oh, it's Friday. It's been a weird week for me. I could go to the gym. I don't usually go to the gym on Friday. I'm like, why don't I hang out with Greg and Eddie?
Yeah.
And, of course, Rosie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were just going to start talking about Rosie.
I just didn't want to associate my tone of voice towards Eddie, towards you, Rosie. I was trying to give some space there.
Yeah.
All right, we have a couple of calls, and Eric the dog is first in.
What up, dog?
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, I thought the tornado sound was going off for a minute when I first called. I heard, oh. I thought I was about to crawl underneath this aircraft and be like, oh, no.
We should probably replace the system we have with mine.
I'll tell you what, it gets their attention for sure. No doubt about that. And, Greg, you were talking about a contagion.
Yes.
And I had to listen to you on this app that's really starting to aggravate the stuffing out of me. And it cut off and went to some other commercial from some other thing, because it's not y'all's app, because I can't listen to y'all on that one at all.
We've got a guy working on it tonight.
Yeah. Ever heard tell of an app?
Apparently.
You ever heard tell of it working when the phone goes to sleep?
Working on it.
I hear y'all. I get to listen to you for free, so I can't complain too much, but it goes out to these other commercials at the most inopportune times. Joey was talking to the doctor and just asked him a really good question, and then I get 3 minutes of commercial, so I have no idea what the guy said.
I have no knowledge in this area or expertise to share, just sympathy that your enjoyment was interrupted. But, and it is free. However, don't forget Joey's collection plate if you feel like making a...
You ready to... To bet on wrestling, brother.
You're actually going to allow betting on a totally fake
what
sport?
Right. WWE wants to do.
It's rigged.
Like the NFL isn't.
But you know what? There are degenerate bettors that will gamble on anything.
Right, right.
Even
right.
Something fake. Like even an or.
What are historical race tracks? Isn't that like races that have already happened?
What do you mean?
Like, don't. How does that work?
We're betting on races?
Yeah, but historical races.
I don't bet on those, Joey.
Those are allowed.
If you're betting on those, Joey, I think it's what they call a sucker's bet.
Let's bet on that Ike and Dewey race.
You know what, Eddie, you're right.
Well, Eric.
What was the contagion thing? Because the only thing I know about contagion is it was a movie.
Run on banks. Joe Biden has managed to create an economic environment where there are runs on banks. We're going to talk about it with Brant McDonald in more detail at the top of the hour.
Well, he's tired of them runs coming out of his southern border, so I guess he had to change the topic.
Something like that.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That gravity is a real... All right. See, I'll keep listening.
Thanks for the call. And let's get Doug on.
Greg, Miss Rosie, Eddie. He doesn't know it, but Joey's like
somebody.
My adopted
Joey.
Son.
What?
Joey. No, I said my adopted son. Joey is 3 days younger than my son, and I think I'm 61. Joey, how old is your father?
He's 60.
60. Well, oh, my goodness. I'm 1 year older than your father.
No, that makes sense.
Anyway,
it could be.
Greg, I hope you don't think this is disrespectful. I'm calling your show to call out Eddie Bader.
Oh, boy.
Eddie called in sick one day on Joey's show before he switched to noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Book of Faces pictures, and I did not get an invite to a fish fry. So I wanted to tell Eddie that I was headed to Weoka Creek. And Eddie knows exactly where Weoka Creek is.
Yes, sir.
It dumps into the northern end of Lake Jordan. And then I'm going to fish the lake. I'm doing an all-night, got my pop-up tent in the bed of the truck. I'm going to pull out of Lake Jordan, and I'm going to fish Coosa River for catfish, big blues, all the way down to Wetumpka, downtown Wetumpka, and get out of Ghost Star Park. And you're not invited to my fish fry, Eddie Bader.
Well, let me give you a heads up. Watch out for the gators down there around the park.
Oh, there's lots of gators at the park. Yes,
there
is. But no, I do have one serious question for you, Greg.
Mm.
Has any organization attempted to sue Fauci?
Not that I know of. But I don't care if he gets said, I want him in jail.
You're right.
That's exactly where he belongs.
I think jail would be better than being a lawsuit, yes, but I mean, Greg, very seriously, I don't know if you're up against a heartbreak or what.
I am.
That man is, he's killed people indirectly, not directly. He's killed people.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thanks.
And, hey, bud.
Most of that was done through his massive, insatiable ego.
Yep.
All right, we have to take a break here at 3:35. We got traffic. 1819 News coming up.
You don't know what you're talking about, Greg Budell.
What?
You don't know what you're talking about, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
You've got a better Fauci. You're right. You got to add the rasp.
Dr. Anthony, I am the science.
That's right. I am the science.
Well, I'm admiring that portrait of myself in my office. Son of a bitch.
It was a gift.
Little turd. All right, enough happy talk. We have to get to traffic. 1819 News, Rich's Forecast. Then we're back. 272-9228 if there's something you'd like us to play. Got a great tribute to the Oscars coming up Sunday night from Carly Simon.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, on the 1600 block of Federal Drive, car hit a phone pole, snapped it. It is dangling, and they have called the power company to come replace it, so use caution if you see those folks working. Highway 14 in Millbrook, right near the entrance to Walmart, got an accident there, and an accident in Wetumpka, West Bridge Street and Autauga Street. That is just down from Highway 14 as you're heading in towards the bridge. Buckle up, drive carefully, very busy all over the place this afternoon. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Kato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Stand by for news.
1819 News.
Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis visited Alabama Thursday night as the keynote speaker at the Alabama Republican Party's 2023 winter dinner. DeSantis spoke to a crowd of 1,600 for over 45 minutes about conservative victories he has won in Florida and a few changes, including eliminating the income tax that he suggested for Alabama. Senator Katie Britt, Governor Kay Ivey, and other Alabama elected officials were in attendance. DeSantis has not yet announced a run for president. More Alabama news to come after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to LifelineChild.org.
The Birmingham Waterworks Board has hired a second public relations firm, but a spokesperson for the board says it won't affect their yearly budget. The Waterworks Board added CBG Strategies to its communication team to assist in external communications. This comes as the Birmingham area boasts some of the highest water prices in the state. Parents of Anniston City School students will soon be able to track exactly where their students are on their bus route home. The Anniston City School Board on Wednesday approved a 3-year contract with a company that will track students as they scan in and out of their bus. Parents will be able to track students via a mobile app. Anniston City School Superintendent Dr. D. Ray Hill is estimating that the project will cost the system an estimated $2 million per year. I'm Parker Snyder in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Today's show is brought to you by Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. Who says poor decisions can't be a good value?
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a very active weather pattern at times over the next few days, plus we're working our way into cooler air. Tonight, clouds early, clearing later, colder, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, a nice break in between storm systems with a good bit of sunshine and a high in the upper 60s. Then the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns on Sunday, especially by the afternoon hours, with a high around 77. Much cooler by Monday and Tuesday. In fact, we may not make it out of the 50s for a high on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS, scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Yes, and continuing to do it. And maybe, just maybe, if we get a Republican president and administration, we can impose some limits on their seemingly boundless power. Anybody that's, and I've had it happen to me a couple of times. You wake up in the morning and I mean, there's a situation with them, but they have not sent you any notification that you've got to at least put this much, give us this much money by this date. And I went to check my account to see if my paycheck went in. $0. Not only did they take what was sitting there, but they took the entire paycheck. Didn't have to notify me. That's how they work. They are a terrorist organization. Domestic terrorists, yeah. Here's an idiot. And this was included in David Blackman, who will be with us on Monday afternoon at 3. This is, again, everything is racist. Did you see that driving in L.A. is now racist?
Huh? Really?
Yeah, because people in their cars are forcing people of color to breathe their fumes.
What?
Yeah. That's in the L.A. Times. You could look it up.
But aren't they driving too?
Yeah.
Well, but not as much as the racist people with exhaust pipes. I don't know how this woman got to be a congressperson, congress critter, but she is from Florida. That explains part of it. Cori Bush, she is speaking to Alex Epstein, who is an energy expert. But
and a philosopher by training.
And but has to bring in the white supremacy thing. Because why? Because she can, and because she's a racist herself. Listen.
But my Republican colleagues have unironically invited for-profit think tank and oil titans whose expertise is in maximizing profits, especially at the expense of our black, our brown, and our indigenous neighbors' health, safety, and well-being. One of these so-called energy experts is a philosopher who has previously espoused white supremacist views. For instance, in his 2000 college newspaper, he wrote, quote, "The African and American Studies Department has 23 classes. In many of these classes, African culture is presented not as inferior to Western culture, but as on equal footing with it. In other departments, the same is done with Latin American, Indian, and American Indian culture," end quote. When confronted about these views over 2 decades later, rather than disavow them, he doubled down on this narrative saying, quote, "It has nothing to do with skin color. I was arguing that those cultures overall are inferior to Western culture." We are not inferior to any culture, speaking as a descendant of one.
Oh, I thought she was representing Africa here.
Of those cultures. This is the witness the Republicans invited to discuss issues of energy security. He came here to promote fossil fuels, which we know are disproportionately harming and killing black and brown people.
Oh my God.
I recognize Alex Epstein to please begin his opening statement. And because you were directly mentioned, as a chairman's discretion, I want to give you an additional minute if you'd like to address the allegations levied on you ranking member.
Yeah, it'd be great if they put up the cards again. So thanks for giving me a minute to address truly despicable and false attack on me, claiming that anything I've ever said is white supremacist and then trying to imply that somehow applies today. So I don't know if you want to put those cards back up, but what I argued and what I've argued for my entire adult life is that Western culture is superior in the sense that it promotes individualism and freedom. And I have fought my entire life for freedom around the world, including in Africa, including in Asia, including in India. And I want everyone around the world to have the same opportunities that I do in the United States. There are different places around the world that are in many ways inferior. They have female genital mutilation. They have slavery. These are not as good as not mutilating females' genitals and not enslaving people. And so I make no apology. And the idea that this is associated with skin color is despicable and racist. Skin color has nothing to do with ideas. Where you came from geographically is irrelevant. What's relevant is what's true. So you can ask more about that, but that was an insane diversion from the truth.
And Mr. Epstein, just a little off topic, but Western culture that you mentioned could exist in countries, let's say in Japan.
And it has proliferated to the great benefit of all. And it's not really about the location. It's about individualism and freedom and reason. So it's certain values that are universal human values. The idea that freedom and reason and individualism only apply to people of certain skin colors, that is the actual original racist idea versus, no, 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 whatever your skin color is, these ideas are true and good for human flourishing.
But Her Royal Wideness got away with the opening statement, and this is what's being reported. There's a thing in an American Thinker today. I'm going to put David back for a second and go to this. And I'd like to put this on Facebook, but I'm afraid that I will get kicked off or something, even though these folks never do anything without supporting their story with base. Race-based hatred permeates the black population. Talked about this the other day. It was a Rasmussen poll. For 45 years, 1964 to 2009, what could have happened in 2009 that changed things? The United States experienced significant progress in race relations thanks to the efforts of individual citizens in their communities throughout all regions of the country. This nation was well on its way to racial healing. And I point to the 70s in particular as a decade of great growth because there was so much cultural bonding. In 2008, only 18% of Americans were greatly concerned or worried about the state of race relations in the country, as nearly 70% thought that relations between whites and blacks were very or somewhat good. In 2009, the most divisive and societally destructive president in American history, Barack Obama, came into office determined to reverse this by manipulating the black citizenry into abandoning racial harmony by utilizing malicious demonization of the white population. And he succeeded in fanning the dying embers of racism into a potential national conflagration. Because those numbers that we mentioned in this Rasmussen poll, and Scott Adams, the guy that created Dilbert, had the balls to bring it up in public. In this Rasmussen poll out last month, 54%, only 54% of black people think it's okay to be white. That's sick. That's not progress. That's not progress. Those of us who saw things the way they were many years ago and wanted to change it, saw that change taking place. And now we have been balkanized into this group and that group and white and black and religious and non-religious and on and on and on. Everything's got a hyphen in front of it. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody call Eddie Bader a realtor American.
It's coming.
It's crazy.
It's coming.
What Scott Adams, the Dilbert, who was immediately canceled, of course, but he knew that would happen. If nearly half of black people are not okay with white people, that's a hate group. Can you imagine the shriek and the outcry if another poll was done that said half of white people don't think it's okay to be black or Latin or anything else? We have such selective outrage in this country. To me, that is outrageous. Sure has gotten quiet in here.
No, I got plenty to say. But, well, number one, that Alex Epstein guy, know him well. His books, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels and Fossil Futures, the new one, are fantastic. Like, you often hear, and like you and I have both done this, Greg, where we're like, okay, the hoax of the climate change industry with Al Gore and John Kerry and all that stuff. But what he points out and makes the case for is, like, no, this is a moral good. This is some of the cheapest, densest form of energy that allows us to transform our world and save people from dying from, you know, diseases, save people from starving. Like, it has created this world, and there's been so many folks in history, all of your population gets too big, the carrying capacity of the planet, all this stuff. He's like, yeah, maybe we come up with better technology, but the way you get there is energy. And I think he's actually an acolyte of Ayn Rand, so he's all about that individualism stuff. The Scott Adams thing, if you watch the whole whole clip and you actually watch some of the subsequent interviews, he clearly knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he'll even admit, well, maybe the Rasmussen poll's wrong. But I was going off this, and I also wanted to see this whole, you know, ecosystem, political ecosystem, react in a particular way. And not surprising, people are just talking past one another.
He says he was making two points: to treat everybody as an individual and avoid any group that doesn't respect you. And you wonder what the hell's going on. with this double standard. I've been reading a lot about this whole tragedy out of Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. And somehow, because he's got a big multi-million dollar future in the NBA, because he ain't going to be at Alabama after this season, somehow making a gun available to somebody who then gave it to somebody else to shoot someone, that's, nobody seems to have a problem with that. At least not the grand juries. The others have been indicted for capital murder.
Right.
I'd like to know how this guy skates on this.
I think his lawyer's argument is he was just returning a lot of different stuff to this guy. He didn't even know this.
Not even a ticket for keeping a gun under a pile of clothes in the back seat of your car? And making sure that the guy who had murderous intentions knew where it was? Sounds like an accomplice to me, but what do I know? I'm not a basketball player. This is the kind of crap.
Well, he could apparently afford a really good attorney.
Well, sure, because they're all going to get a cut of those fabulous NBA dollars, because the NBA could give a rat's ass about crap. Look at the guy who was pulling the gun out in a strip club at 5 in the morning, the guy that played for Memphis.
Yep.
What the hell is somebody like that thinking? Does the NBA talk to any of these players, any of them, about how to behave in the real world?
I don't think they do. And if they do, it just literally goes in one ear and right out the other.
And the NFL is just as bad. And baseball,
Yeah, but you were a young, dumb kid with money. You ever feel like killing somebody?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to...
You don't have to have money to feel that way, though, right?
I went out to...
Well, that's certainly true.
I went out and got guns and gold teeth and...
got some gold teeth, didn't we?
Stayed out to 5 in the morning.
Get some grills.
Strip clubs. Went to every strip club in South Florida. Yeah, that was me when I had money.
I do like... I was talking to someone in the building here fresh about this. There are some examples now that are remarkable of like what to do the right way. Like Shaq has a new documentary out, I think, on HBO. Mm-hmm. And I think Shaq's probably, if he's not there, he's very close to being a billionaire.
He's got
to
be scratching at the door.
Because he took all that money he made and he reinvested. He, like, I think has massive shares like Macy's, all these Coca-Cola, these massive brands. And I think it's mostly his father that set the foundation. But there's so many of these young guys who get these multi-million dollar contracts. They keep up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. You got to have the cool car, the house, the women, all this stuff. And they just waste it.
Yeah.
And it's wasted on people without the wisdom.
Well, one of the things about Shaq, one of the stories is an older woman approached him after a basketball game and said, I can't afford the shoes that my son wants to have that has your name on. And, you know, he tried to give her some money. She said, I don't want your money. Just, I want some affordable shoes. I want some affordable clothing for my son.
Right.
So Shaq canceled his Nike contract, I think that afternoon or the next day, and came up with his own shoes that are made by really the same people that make Nike shoes, but they're affordable.
Yeah.
Those $300 shoes are $30.
And made them available. Yeah, and not made with slave labor.
Right.
And who doesn't like Shaq?
That's just it. Sometimes I
laugh at some of the stuff he does in commercials. Some of it I like. Some of it just is annoying.
But it's Shaq. Did you ever see Shazam?
One reason why company after company after company hires him and pays him big bucks to do that is because he is so likable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How, you know, and somebody like Cori Bush, what's her take on that? This is, I mean, they've been fed this line of BS. I don't know that the word white supremacy was mentioned more in the 60s when there were actually hoses and German shepherds and all of that going on than there is today. Where are these meetings happening? Who is pushing this ideology? Nobody. It's more made up crap from the media. Oh, by the way, Elizabeth Warren's dumber twin sister, Granholm, now says we need oil and gas far into the future.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What we heard before is we got to be off this stuff in 10 years. Now we got to have it you watch. They're going to open all of this up again and reinvigorate the oil industry. You know, what's going to happen? Is AOC going to have a...